NASA says it's closing 3 offices and laying off nearly 24 employees as part of workforce reductions ordered by the Trump administration. NASA announced Monday it would close the Office of Technology, Policy, and Strategy, the Office of the Chief Scientist, and the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility branch of its DEIA office. About 24 employees will be laid off as a result. In an email to employees obtained by Space News, NASA's acting administrator, Janet Petro, wrote the layoffs are part of moves mandated by the White House to reduce the size of the federal workforce after President Donald Trump signed an executive order known as the Workforce Optimization Initiative. The order issued on February 11th directs federal agencies to prepare for large-scale reduction in force, with a report due within 30 days on whether the agency or any of its subcomponents should be eliminated or consolidated. Petro said the closure of the offices is in advance of the agency's reduction in force and part of the broader government-wide restructuring effort. NASA developed the Office of Technology, Policy, and Strategy in 2021 to deliver data on issues ranging from space sustainability to space solar power research. NASA's chief scientist, Kate Calvin, who is having her position eliminated, is a key advisor to the agency's senior leadership on science issues. NASA already had plans to close its diversity office as a result of an executive order issued just days after Trump took office directing federal agencies to end DEI programs and terminate employees within them. Petro says the changes may mean difficult adjustments, but says it's an opportunity to reshape our workforce while also providing American citizens with an efficient and effective agency.